Good morning, Alex.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
So, Labor has been pushing for an anti-corruption commission for a while. So, how realistic is it that this could be established in the near future?
Well, it's realistic enough. It just takes... first of all, that Labor is asking for a bipartisan approach, and that's possible. I think it would be wise for the Liberals and the National Party to get together with Labor on a matter like this. Otherwise, Labor will just do it by itself with the votes it can gather from the independents.
So
yeah, that would be worse for them than agreeing to do it in a bipartisan way.
Yeah, absolutely. But who would the watchdog actually be watching?
Well, it's everybody in public life, basically, much like the ICAC, the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption. It's not only politicians, it's public servants, it's people in universities, people in a public position, a public role.
So how does it work, though? How does this watchdog thing work? How would you, say, dob in a poly who they may need investigating?
Well, as with ICAC, anybody can send a message to ICAC in New South Wales, and you can say Joe Bloggs is as nasty and as corrupt, but you'd have to give some sort of reason. You'd have to give some sort of evidence. You'd have to make a case before the commission would take it up. It would also have to be somebody fairly important. You couldn't just dump your neighbour in and say, I don't like her, she's mean and nasty to me. Any commission would have its priorities, and that sort of thing would influence whether they followed it up or not. If they do decide to follow it up, then they have their own investigators and they have their own lawyers who can prosecute a case.
How do you think that these watchdogs could be separated from biases by either party?
When you look at ICAC, the initials mean the Independent Commission of Inquiry. So it is supposed to be independent. Ultimately, the person in charge is appointed by government, but he or she is appointed to be independent. And like the Ombudsman and various other sorts of people like that, they have a role which is above the partisan political battle. It's a difficult job, and sometimes governments can step in and sack somebody or get rid of somebody or put somebody in who's not particularly suitable to the job. But given those sorts of constraints, you still can have an independent body which is impartial between Labor, Liberal, National Parties, trade unions, whatever.
Okay, so
you're not convinced, I can hear.
No, I'm mulling it over. So, to the best of your knowledge, has Shorten thrown around any numbers regarding how much it will actually cost the taxpayers?
To the best of my knowledge, no. But you'd have a fair indication from looking at the New South Wales body. I don't know what the budget for ICAC is, but it'll be fairly substantial. A federal body would be probably a bit bigger than that. It's got to cover six states and a couple of territories, but it wouldn't be six times the size. It would be perhaps double.
So, you've mentioned the New South Wales ICAC model a lot during the interview. Do you think it would be used as a national version? Model for the national version of the watchdog?
Yeah, because I think it's the only one which has been going for long enough and has got its own history. We know where it works. We know where it's controversial. We know where there are problems. But in New South Wales, it still does a reasonably good job. Especially after the conviction of people like Eddie Obeid and Ian MacDonald from the previous Labor government. Nobody seriously is saying that shouldn't have happened. Everybody regards that as a job well done by the Commission of Inquiry into Corruption.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning, Michael.
Okay, Alex. Thank you.
That was Associate Professor of Government and International Relations from the University of Sydney, Michael Hogan, talking to us about the possibilities of a federal anti-corruption commission.